At one point, didn't the weekly coverage turn into a magazine? Is that kind of how that transition happened to FD magazine?
Yeah, it mm-hmm. we had for years, of course, like I said, having bad newspaper reproduction was really kind of a heartbreaker. But the other thing was advertisers, fashion advertisers, became less interested in the broad circulation that newspapers offered. And so if we had, I think it was like, I want to say it was around 800,000 on Sundays and 500 during the week, something like that. But, you know, so that was the thing that why you want to advertise your car in the morning news, but maybe why you wouldn't want to advertise, you know, a Claude Montana outfit or whatever. So the breadth of circulation that had always been the strength of newspaper became a hindrance because we were charging for that circulation and our fashion advertisers began to shrink because they realized they're paying for stuff that's an audience that is never going to be their audience. So we had for many years had been pushing to do something that was more targeted and more specialized. And when Paper City came along with their nice reproduction and their very targeted stuff, it was like we started losing advertisers to them. And I think also the newspaper is sort of like, we were just those fashion kids over there, sort of let them do what they want. It was a good cash cow, but, you know, that was so low on the priority list of what newspaper management was paying any attention to. But anyway, some new people came in on the business side and said, we need to, you know, rectify this, that we are losing advertisers and we have this staff that can do this. We have all of this content we can do. And I think it was 2003 maybe that it started out, it was going to be a quarterly and it was called FD Lux. It went through many different names. That's too much of a side thing, but anyway, and it was a fall thing, and then it was a huge success, and they came back and said, okay, we're going to do a holiday one, and then next year is going to be 6 issues a year, and then next year after that it'll be 12. But we were still producing. We got no increase in staff, and we were still producing our weekly section, plus things like anytime there was, you know, the Oscars and whatever, we were contributing to other sections, too, on fashion coverage. So it became a really, really, really much, much, much larger job. At one point in probably 2007 or 8, maybe, Fashion Dallas had started out for many years was on Wednesday, and then they decided that wasn't really a good day for advertising. People started paying attention over time. Thursday is better because that's the night that stores are open late and it's closer to the weekend when people are going to go shopping. So Fashion Dallas moved to Thursday. Then as FD Lux grew and became more the A vehicle, they started shifting down and then the newspaper budget started tightening. The internet had kind of entered. We were not having the classified section that was the, you know, the revenue generator that it had been. And so things began contracting. And they switched Fashion Dallas to, I believe, Friday and changed it to a tab section. And at that point, I had pretty much, we did have some additional staff then. And Jackie Bolin, who now owns VOD store, had become more the editor of that weekly section, and I was more focused on FD Lux, the monthly section.